Hi, my name is Saray Wilkerson. I am a senior at Carle University, and I went on the Civil Rights Movement tour in the summer of 2012. One of my favorite parts was hearing the speakers. That was powerful. And then being in the same exact space as the leaders of the movement, walking the same steps as they did in the march, being in the same pews that they sat in, that was very inspiring. Mrs. Abernathy, she was one of my favorite speakers of the tour. When you meet her, she has this warm, down south grandmother feel. She was instrumental for the tour because she gave you the side of Martin Luther King that nobody else could really tell. You know, she was actually his close friend. They had dinners together, the Abernathys and the Kings, and they did things that couples would do with their children growing up together. And it was more like they were a close, tight-knit family. So you got to see that side of Martin Luther King's life and as well as Dr. Abernathy's life. I feel like the music was very instrumental during the movement itself. So when we went to go see Rutha Harris in Albany, Georgia, you got to march with their picket signs and you got to sing to the top of your lungs, "I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land." It was an emotional experience. A lot of the time when I was on my journey, I just would be staring out of the window and just being appreciative of the freedoms I do have. We need to realize that though people may die, that their ideas and their beliefs never do. I think that's one thing that people of this generation tend to forget. We're so used to like information coming at us and going through us and then not be the end of it. We don't realize that people serve purposes and their purposes leave meaning and lasting impressions on other people. When you go there and you visit the Lorraine Motel and you see this exact spot where he was assassinated, you can really get a sense of clarity for how short life is and how important the things that you say can be to other people.